Ben here from 92.3 FM. We're at Keswick Conference this week, and it's been an amazing week of teachings from a number of the guest speakers. But I'm talking with Kath here. How are you, Kath?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What's your store called?
The shop in town is called Under Blue Skies Bookshop.
Yeah, and what is it? Like, it's Christian book or all books? Or
It's most books, pretty much. It's got a room for children's books, a room with a mix of young people and secondhand, and then a Christian section, though, as well as a few new releases and history books, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And I see you got clothes here as well.
Yeah. So we've got Christian T-shirts, and I usually have a few gifts and things like that, yeah.
And whereabouts in Mareeba are you?
So it's Byrne Street, right next to KFC.
Okay, yep. Wow. I've been to Mareeba lots, and I can't say I've run into you, but next time I'm there, I'll check it out.
You have to cross the road from all the other shops that most people visit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've obviously got a passion for books. Is this what drove you to set up a bookstore?
I guess it was, look, to be honest, it happened directly after one of the shops burnt down in town, and I felt like Mareeba needed something positive to happen. And I guess it's a personal thing for me that having good books to read and available for children and adults, for that matter, is important, and particularly the Christian books, and then just some of the classic books for young people.
Yep, and you've had a passion for books and reading. Like, how many books a week would you read?
Oh, look, to be honest, I read a lot of bits of books, and I have quite a few going at once. And because I homeschooled my kids, that's where I really learned to love books. Yeah.
Another question is, what's your favourite book?
Oh,
maybe your favourite Christian book, seems we're at a Christian conference, if it's not a Christian book.
Yeah, look, I would say, and look, it does change sometimes, because C.S. Lewis is one of my favourite authors, other than the Bible, but I am really enjoying Hinds Feet in High Places, and I'm reading it with the kids, my kids, and it's wonderful.
So what's it about?
It's an allegory, so similar to Pilgrim's Progress.
Okay,
and
cool.
I've never been able to get into it before, but reading it to the kids helped me, and it speaks to modern problems as well as old ones. You know, nothing changes, but yeah, fear, whatever. You follow a character through a journey.
Do you come to many Keswick conferences, or is this your first one?
This is my second one. Yeah, I had known about it, but I always see what the kids wanted to do, which was probably not the right way to do it. And I think the kids are really enjoying it. And the first year they weren't so sure because they didn't have so many friends. And then the second year they all catch up, and it's been great.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. Like, there's some people that have been coming since they were 3 years old and been coming for 40 years, and it's just like a real family gathering and coming back together. So, yeah, I sort of understand that.
I think it can become a family tradition, and then, you know, the kids can always remember those and have fond memories, and they're sort of fond memories that they're getting with that Christian backdrop. Mm.
So how long have you been a Christian for?
20 years now, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming and talking with us today. If there's anyone out there that wants some good quality Christian books and other books, yeah, come check Kath's store out in Mareeba. One more thing I'd like to ask you is, do you have a nugget of knowledge that you like to tell people about your life or your Christian walk that might help somebody?
Well, I think being a Christian has changed from when I first became a Christian. And, you know, I thought I was joining the establishment from the left. And now I see that it's changed and I'm on the outer again. But you know what? It's wonderful, because you finally really, it's biblical to be that this was all going to happen, and that Christians weren't going to be popular in the end times or whatever. And I don't know if that's encouraging, but I'm encouraged just to see, you know, the changes in the world, and in Christ it's nothing's too hard or too scary.
Yeah, cool. One last thing. Do you have a prayer you can say for the Tablelands region?
Yeah.
A quick little 20, 30, whatever second prayer?
Sure. Father God, thank you that you brought us to live here and in such a beautiful part of your world. And I just pray your blessing on this whole region, and Thank you, Lord, that we get to meet people and be a part of this community, be a light for you. So, Lord, we just pray that the Christians will be a blessing to their neighbours and all around here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. This has been Ben at 92.3 FM. Just thank you all for listening, and keep listening in for more amazing interviews and content. And remember, the store is...
Under Blue Skies Bookshop.
Under Blue Skies Bookshop in Mareeba.